This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Why has the Kyrie Luka marriage put the Mavs in a position to miss this playoffs entirely?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
This is a team building crisis because the Mavericks were in the conference finals last year.
Today's guests, ESPN Sports Center host Scott Van Pelt, Fox Sports college football analyst Bruce Feldman, former sports marketing executive Sonny Vaccaro. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial right here to have a conversation with us over the next 3 hours. We've got a lot of fun guests for you all over the sports map and sports entertainment map. We've got our first guest, Scott Van Pelt, calling in from Augusta National, home of the Masters and the par 3 tournament that kicks everything off today. The champions dinner was last night. Scott Van Pelt will be calling in from the Valhalla known as Augusta National in about 20 minutes' time. Bruce Feldman's going to stroll in the door. Our friend from Fox Sports and The Athletic has put together his own mock draft based on all the executives and all the scouts and all the college sources that he has, putting it all together. He's come up with a mock draft. We are, as of tomorrow, 3 weeks from the actual National Football League draft going down in Kansas City. Bruce is going to join us in person in hour number two. And then once he leaves, Sonny Vaccaro is going to stop in here on the Rich Eisen Show. Matt Damon plays Sonny Vaccaro. And that's good news for Sonny. And it's in the new movie Air. We talked to Matt Damon on Monday. On Tuesday's show, featured our conversation with Ben Affleck, the director of Air, the movie about Michael Jordan being signed by Nike, and Sonny Vaccaro, the actual genuine article, joins us in this studio in hour number three. And you can join us throughout here on the Roku channel and this Sirius XM and Odyssey feed, on our satellite streams and our streaming audio outfit, along with this Rich Eisen Show terrestrial radio network, 844-204-RICH, being that number to dial. Back in his chair after a little bit of a walkabout with his family and playing a little bit of golf, Chris Brockman. How are you, Christopher?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
How was your golf yesterday?
Hello. What's up, Gene?
Not bad. Not bad. A couple blow poles, but, you know, 85. We'll take it.
Oh, look at you. Yeah. Look at you. That's a nice little headline, 85, right not there bad, in the middle of the 80s. Good to see you, DJ
morning,
Mikey
Rich.
D's and D's Nuts.
Good morning, Rich.
You've got different. You got all sorts of headsets on today?
Yeah, I'm testing some stuff.
I know you're doing some stuff. Are those my ears that you've got in there?
Yes.
Okay.
Test them.
Good to know.
Wow. Thank you.
Just let me know when you're done with it. I'll wipe it down.
Yeah, clean.
Thank you. Good to see you, TJ Jefferson. Good to see you, sir.
Hello, Richard Seth. It's great to be seen. Joel Embiid had 50 last night. Sonny Vaccaro's coming in today to talk about Michael Jordan. Maybe my lifelong dreams will come true and I'll get some J's. Who
well,
knows?
Here's the deal. Not to correct you, but Joel Embiid had 52.
I mean, it's true.
Last night. You rounded down. I got to tell you,
man.
Stay
humble, Rich. Stay humble.
We are a week away. Final week of the National Basketball Association's 2022-2023 season. And as you know, I'm a Jokic guy. He was the one who got me 16 regular season wins in the fantasy league that I lost because he stopped playing.
Such a shame.
I know that. I'm a big Giannis fan, as you know. Worst take I've ever had in the history of this show is that the Heat shouldn't trade everybody for Giannis.
Man, they probably
because they finished runner up to the Lakers in the bubble.
They probably have 65 wins right now.
You think? I gotta tell you, I think I'm landing on Joel Embiid deserves to be the MVP of the NBA this year. Last night, Doc Rivers declared it over. "Quote unquote, it's over," is what he had to say after the Sixers beat the Boston Celtics last night—a 2-point victory for them. 52 points. He shot 20-25 from the field. He did whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah.
Honestly, he did whatever.
Dunked on some guy no one's ever heard of.
I know that.
It's real impressive.
Hey, Brotman, insert any player ever on that play. They're getting dunked on.
He did whatever he wanted to do last night. Hey, look, the Sixers didn't play a clean game. And even Rivers said it afterwards. He said, "We did so many things wrong, but what we did right was Joel Embiid." That's what he said. I think he is right. He is right. And 20 of 25 shooting is absurd. And Harden and Embiid in a two-man game is very difficult to stop. And your Celtics might eventually, you know, win the conference anyway, Chris.
I'm not worried about anything from what happened last night.
You know,
Jaylen Brown didn't play, and we basically almost beat them. If maybe P.J. Tucker and Embiid would have got officiated the way Grant Williams gets officiated, then maybe the Celtics would have won that game.
P.J. Tucker made three huge threes down the stretch. Man, is he a Daryl Morey staple or what?
Yeah.
That's the guy. And he's a load on both ends of the court. And if he makes those wide open threes, they're going to be difficult to stop. But I'll put my marker on Embiid.
I just like to point out something
that Embiid, by the way, he did not play in Denver. And I know a lot of you Nuggets fans out there who also listen to us every single day on terrestrial radio out in the great state of Colorado might be like, well, I mean, he tapped out of that second opportunity to go head-to-head with Jokic, and he won the one in Philadelphia. I mean, that was quite a performance that he had in Philadelphia against Jokic head-to-head.
Oh, yeah. And I'll
say this, too, and it may be unfair. I mean, Jokic has won the last two, and Giannis, you might have MVP fatigue with him as well. Maybe it's Embiid's turn. I would be one of those voters that would give my vote to Embiid. I don't have one. But I would do that. I would give him that vote. That obviously without Jokic, Denver would be a different team. And without Giannis, the Bucks would be a different team. I just think Embiid has just been so dominant start to finish. Thank God he's been healthy for you guys and for himself. I dig it.
Also, Chris mentioned that one. The way they were being officiated. Both teams shot 16 foul shots. And actually, the Sixers were called for four more fouls than the Celtics that game. So
I'm talking about the technical fouls. But it's all good.
I can't wait. This would be an outstanding second round matchup.
I disagree. I don't think it's a close matchup at all.
Okay.
Jaylen Brown didn't play last night, right? He's a top 15 player this year. He's going to be all NBA, and he was on the bench.
I get it.
And
that's
it was fine. A 2-point game.
I get it.
And your guy didn't miss.
I get it.
You need some people. You need somebody else to show up for Philadelphia. And that's been the issue all year.
Well, Harden had 20-10. And there's a two-man game, and I know that Jaylen Brown would have to be a huge difference maker.
That's only 72 points.
I get it.
Not enough to win games.
You know what? I would love to see it. I think it would be an outstanding second-round matchup.
Gentlemen sweep.
this guy just says stuff just to say it.
That's okay.
Just
okay.
To say it.
Oh, really? I hope to see it.
Because what's been Philly's playoff success against Boston in the last 4 years?
I get it.
There hasn't been any.
You know what? Also, I'd love to see – the Lakers not play in. I'd love to see that. And we may see that. I'll go back to, you know, what Darvin Ham had to say about a month ago. Six seed, we got it. And that was a tall order. As we're sitting here right now, tonight's Lakers-Clippers game is for the six seed. And, you know, let's go. I can't wait to sit down and watch that game tonight. In the Downtown Hoops Dojo, Clippers have won 10 in a row. And here come the Lakers. They could play out of the play-in tonight.
10 in a row against the Lakers, right?
Correct.
And not one of those 10 wins are going to mean anything.
I know that.
If we lose this game tonight. I'm going to tell you that right
I know.
Now. I'm big on that 10-0. I've been doing this count for years. But if we lose this game tonight, all that other, can someone bleep me, don't mean, hey, it just doesn't mean
anything. Are you going tonight?
I don't know. I've been downtown too much this week. I think I just want to stay home and I don't know. I could wind up going. Who knows? Yeah. I might have to because it's going to be, even though it's a Clipper home game, purple and gold clowns are going to come and take over the whole arena. So.
And I'll just say this, too.
And I'll come support you, too.
All the sit-down back-to-backs, not playing Paul George, not playing Kawhi, and just forking up win opportunities. Whatever. We'll take a 30-point L tonight the road because we're sitting our two stars because this is what the load management has to say. We're saving him for the playoffs. Oh, okay.
Where's Paul George right now?
He's hurt. Yeah. He's hurt. Okay. He's hurt. But he didn't get hurt because he played on the back end of a back-to-back. He just got hurt and within the general scheme of things. Wow. Hey, man, I'm just going to say this. All of those, we don't care. We'll try and win with our bench players tonight on the road. All those times we saw it in November and December and January and February. and finally trying to play one of these guys on a back-to-back night. Coming home to roost. Now you got to win an 11th row in a row against the Lakers team that, as we had yesterday with Brian Windhorst pointing out, they're not a 500 team that's just barely above average. What do you say? 14-7 since the trade of Russell Westbrook? 14-7. Now they're 15-7. That's the team that's taking the floor tonight. LeBron looking spry again. And as I pointed out to Brian Windhorst yesterday, have they finally turned the corner on a roster that was supposedly unworkable for LeBron and trying to win? Have they turned that corner? Have they made the appropriate changes? And he wouldn't go as far as they turned the corner. He said, well, they're right in the middle. And they're right in the middle of a Western Conference standings where, you know, seven games above 500 would give you a home playoff spot in the first round. And now they're eight games above 500 since making that switch with Russell going and getting the flexibility and bringing in the rest of these guys, D'Angelo Russell and Malik Beasley, Jared Vanderbilt, putting them all around LeBron and seeing how it goes. And I'll tell you what, tonight's game is huge. And I know the Warriors won again last night, and Andrew Wiggins says he should be back shortly. I'd want to be six. That's where I want to be. And I know I'm asking to take on the Kings and this young Turk team up there in Sacramento.
I mean, nobody has any faith in them.
I get it. Who would you rather play? The Sacramento Kings in their first foray of these young kids not knowing what they don't know, or the Suns with Durant?
Yeah, no, of course.
You want a piece of them?
Not particularly.
And Booker and Chris Paul and DeAndre Ayton and Monty Williams dialing it up, and they're finally getting their sea legs. I'd rather take my shot with the Kings.
They've won six in a row. They're the hottest team in the league.
I'd rather take my shot with the Kings. And maybe that's what the Clipper plan is. Is that the Clipper plan? Let's get in the playoff. Let's get in the play-in tournament. All we got to do is win, you know, two games in a row, and then we wind up going to Memphis.
I might know, but ain't telling.
Okay.
I don't know. I think the Kings are a bad matchup for the Lakers because the Lakers don't play any defense.
Kings might be a bad matchup for anybody, by the way.
That is true. We got to put some respect on them.
I don't know, man.
They're scoring 121 points a game, number one in the league. That's insane.
I saw the Clippers score 174 points in a game and lose to them. With my own two eyes.
Well, you know, that's because we had new parts and we're trying to, you know, integrate them and move things around. Just get this guy here, like Tom Cruise, and just.
But I mean, Anthony Davis played 42 minutes last night. He's ready. He's ready. LeBron is ready. The Lakers are ready.
Kawhi's ready.
Chris, you were saying like Darvin Ham, six seed, see you later. They could be the six seed by the end of tonight.
You're right.
And the team that's in the crapper on the outside looking in was the team that was the six seed in the Mavericks.
They're a half game out. We got, what, three games left.
Yep.
They said they're not shutting down Luka and those guys, so we'll see. I mean, not shocking that.
So who's your MVP if it's not Embiid?
Oh, I
know going into the season we thought it would be Tatum.
Oh, I think it's Giannis. He's the best player in the league, and they have the best record in the league. I think it's Giannis.
And you choose Embiid, obviously, but I'd take your Sixers fandom out of it. Who do you choose?
Okay, if I'm not a Sixers fan, and I think you know some of that. Being over Jokic and Giannis, watching Joel Embiid play basketball,
he was dominant.
He's dominant, Rich. I just don't know. And again, Giannis, how do you stop him too? But Embiid, now that he's cut down and taking so many threes and working on that mid-range game, that foul line extended jumper is there for him at will. He just can't be stopped. And he does it on the defensive side, unlike Joker. That's why I think I have to give him the nod.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. You want to chime in on this subject or any of them? Feel free right here on the Roku channel, this terrestrial radio affiliate, SiriusXM, Odyssey, our podcast, our YouTube page, youtube.com/RichEisenShow. Hit us with a follow there. We always appreciate it. Love hearing that people watch us on YouTube at night or are video on demand page at night on the Roku channel. We appreciate all of your viewership and listenership. Again, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Sonny Vaccaro in studio hour number three. We stroll down memory lane with him. I'm going to ask him a very dangerous question I don't know the answer to. Tell me your favorite Jerry Tarkanian story. 844-204-RICH, number to dial there. Also on this program, Bruce Feldman coming in talking mock draft 3 weeks from tomorrow night.
Let's go.
Is the NFL draft. Let's take a break. Joining us from Augusta National, a tradition unlike any other, is Scott Van Pelt calling in on the par 3 day of the Rich Eisen to the Rich Eisen Show from Augusta National, my buddy from way back in the day, to give us his thoughts on how the Masters is going to play out this week. Scott Van Pelt, when we return. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, along with the live Roku channel stream, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. And once again, joining us, it's kind of like a tradition unlike any other. He calls in. It's been the last few years he's done this consistently. One of my favorites on the planet, my longtime friend and colleague from back in the day, the host of the Masters coverage on the Worldwide Leader in Sports, as well as the Midnight Sports Center with his name on it. Scott Van Pelt back here calling in from Augusta National. How are you, Scott?
Best week of the year, Rich. It's my favorite day of Masters week, Wednesday. I'm quite good. Although I'm wearing a suit and it's going to be 90, so I'm going to be a little schwitzy.
Okay,
schwitzy a little later.
Well, you hopefully are going to take a page from the Chris Berman book, where I've told you this story. I did the Home Run Derby in Atlanta. I believe it was 2000, the year 2000. And Chris did the. He was in the center field stands. I did the Sports Center before and after, or Baseball Tonight, whatever. And Chris did the Home Run Derby, and he had extra shirts with him, and he had the people at Turner Field at the time keep the extra shirts in the meat locker freezer in center field for him to change into a frozen shirt to make sure it cooled him down when he changed into a shirt. How about that? Scott.
Well, that's next level. That's why he's the boom schwa. A couple of things. It's not midsummer in Atlanta. It's a little warm.
Okay.
And also, no one schwitzes like Boom.
That's true. The man has glands on top of glands. I agree.
Bonus glands. No, I'm not going to. We're going to be fine. I'm going to keep it together.
But I don't want to get you in trouble. Is there a freezer guy at Augusta National that you could know throughout the years that you could give a shirt to? And it would be fine
here's,
that there's...
Here's what I'd say. Here's what I'd say about Augusta National.
Yes, sir.
There's a guy. Okay?
That's
it. Is there a freezer guy? There's a guy.
There's a guy.
I guarantee there's a guy.
And before we just jump into to the seriousness of it, what's with the new profile pic? What is that on your Twitter handle, Scott? What is
so,
that?
Many years ago, mm-hmm. Adam Scott and Bo Van Pelt, PGA Touring professional Bo Van Pelt,
yes.
paired together at Augusta National. So they had the very famous boards with the names of the competitors, and it just so happened that the way it was put on the board was Scott Van Pelt. So it isn't me, it was Adam and Bo, but
yes.
there's my name on the board, and we took that picture years ago. And I save it in the phone, and then every year for the week we bust it out and we make that the avatar for Twitter.
That's
and
right.
what's crazy
yes.
is that if you go back and search, I forget what year it was. Might have been, I mean, God, it's one of those things where it feels like in my brain it was 5 years. It was probably 15 years ago. On the same Sunday, Adam and Bo each aced the 16th hole,
Look
and so
this.
The headline that day, like on ESPN.com, was. Scott, Van Pelt, ace 16 in Masters, which, again, I didn't do that, but there was my name in the bright lights, so to speak, Scott Van Pelt acing 16. So it's just a small little piece of Masters lore that would mean nothing to anyone but me.
No, it means a lot to, I think that's funny. I could never pull that off. There's no, I guess if the actor from back in the day, the child actor, Adam Rich,
Buddy Rich,
good drummer, Buddy Rich, and the celebrity program with, I guess, I don't know, like Norm Eisen, the creator of 2000 Flushes, if you remember that commercial back in the day. I don't think he would ever get in some sort of a celebrity event, but that would be about it.
It's a hell of a reach, but we've got you on the board, though.
See, you won't have these interviews with anybody else from the Masters.
No.
All right. And
I look forward to it all the time. A tradition unlike any other.
I love it, and you're so cool to do this again on the par 3 day, which is so much fun. Let's just jump into it. Turning to the weather, is there an issue? Do we have an issue for
yes.
the weekend?
Yes, unfortunately, it would appear so. And I mean, anytime you're this far out and there's sort of uniform agreement, Saturday's going to be bad. And it would appear Saturday is going to be bad. And we're joking about it being hot here. It is today. It's going to be like 50 and pouring on Saturday. So the question becomes, can they play? Everyone knows that it's coming. It's a small field to begin with, but the hope would be that you're able to finish your play on Thursday and Friday, get your cut together, and then just sort of see what Saturday brings with it. But it seems all but certain that Saturday's weather will be bad. Will it allow play to go on? That part I don't know. If it does, it's just going to be a miserable round for these players because it's mid-50s and pouring on an incredibly hilly and difficult golf course. Have at it. But it seems that absolutely weather will eventually be part of the story here.
And then and Sunday as well, or just Saturday we're talking?
It's maybe better for Sunday, but I mean, they haven't had when we used to go to the U.S. Open, we would not speak the P word during the week because we didn't want to speak it into existence. That, of course, is playoff, because playoff for the U.S. Open used to mean a Monday finish. So you just wouldn't say it out loud because
right.
you were afraid it would happen. And around here, no one brings up Monday much, simply because Monday hasn't happened since 1983, I don't believe. But, I mean, I got nowhere to go. I mean, if we stick around another day here in Augusta National, no one will be complaining. But that's way down the road. That may not even be necessary, but it might be. So, you know, we'll deal with that when we get there.
So what else is the conversation around Augusta National prior to the Masters, Scott Van Pelt?
Thankfully, it's mostly golf. You know, I've gone on with, you know, like buddies of mine that have shows. I did PTI yesterday with Tony and Michael, and they're saying, like, the Live and the PGNS. And honestly, it's these guys are – the guys that get along, and the guys that didn't weren't buddies before this happened. It's that's not the conversation. The conversation is, here comes Scottie Scheffler, here comes Jon Rahm, here comes Rory McIlroy. You know, they've ping-ponged back and forth on who's number one in the world. They all arrived playing really good golf. You know, Tiger's here and healthy enough where it's not like, can he finish? But it is still a question about his ability to get up and down and around the golf course. But in terms of storylines and really good players playing well, there's not much more you could have asked for on your wish list. So the anticipation about the first round of Masters is always as high as any round of the year. But this year, the list of players that you're like, man, what if this guy, what if that guy? It's long, and it's all of them seem reasonable.
And in terms of Tiger, him talking on Tuesday, Scott, about that he was asked the question if he's out there thinking, could this be his last? And he said he didn't know how many he had left in him. Nobody knows that answer. I wouldn't even ask you, how many do you think he has left in him? What would a post-Tiger playing in the Masters week look like? Tiger would clearly be there, right? Champions dinner.
Sure.
I don't see him as a ceremonial first tee guy at age 51, right? I mean, I'm just kind of throwing that out there.
No.
What does it look like to you?
No, I think, you know, look, he's, you know, the funny thing, Rich, about this game, you know, Nicklaus famously was talked about the Champions Tour and like, I'm not doing that. And then he's out there playing when he's, you know, he's 70 some years old. I mean, he's still out there playing. And, you know, Tiger alluded to it. One of his dear friends in the game is his buddy, Fred Couples. And he said, you know, I'm only a few years away from being able to use a buggy like my, you know, my buddy, Fred Couples, you know, talking about playing on the Champions Tour. Like the guy loves this. He loves to compete. And there was a time in my life where if you had told me he'd ever play Champions Tour events, I'd have laughed heartily in your face. He's Tiger Woods. He's not doing that. And now I'm thinking, oh, yeah, he'll do that. I think he'll do that. And so I don't believe that he's done closer than we'd like him to be, but I think he'll still be able to compete here for several years, if not more. But the thing I don't think you'll see him do is playing here when he truly believes, I got no shot. Like, I don't think that will happen. But I do, you know, both he and Rory, who he played practice rounds with, said, look, he's got the shots, got every shot. You know, nobody's got the ability to hit him better or has hit them better around here than that guy. It's simply a matter, Rich, of can you get up and down these hills? Because for the viewers and listeners that aren't familiar, there is no hillier golf course that they play yearly than Augusta National.
Scott Van Pelt joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show from Augusta National. It is Masters Week. So give me the name of some guys that are the up-and-comers that could come to the fore here this week. The next guard, if you will, that's beginning to form, Scott.
If you're talking players, like, I mean, my pick, if I can jump ahead, I mean,
go for it.
Probably say, who do you like? I mean, it's just, you know, only 88 guys, but still, if you can pick the guy out of the 88, to me, it's kind of a, it's not like we're asking San Diego State or, you know, UConn. I mean, it's not one of two. It's one of the field. I like Xander to win. He's not an up and coming name, though. I mean, he's obviously a well established player.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of, a young guy like Cameron Young, aptly named. He hasn't won yet on tour, but he's certainly shown that he's got the goods, and obviously he's seen as being worthy of being alongside Jon Rahm and Justin Thomas. That's who plays together. Again, Patrick Cantlay is not an up-and-comer. He's a highly ranked player. Hasn't won a major championship yet. Wouldn't surprise anybody if he were able to, you know, break through at a place like this. He's been in contention here a number of different times. Those would be a couple of names that I'd say that are sort of off the, you know, first page of people that you might list.
Right.
But the thing, Rich, about Augusta National, it's so hard to look past all of the guys who have won here and who have been close here. And that would include a LIV Tour guy in Brooks Koepka, who I've brought him up in any interview I've done simply because I get a weird feeling he's in the mix this week simply because he won his last LIV Tour event, he's won four majors, and he's healthy. And when he's been right, I mean, very few people have been any better in majors. He's got four of them. Only four guys in this field have won four or more majors, and Koepka's one of them. So obviously he's not on the list of who you're asking about. I just think he's not the betting favorite, and he's somebody worth taking a swing at if that's something you're interested in doing.
Well, I mean, and if he wins, the entire LIV Tour that's there is going to greet him at the 18th green, right? Isn't that what I heard?
Well,
what Norman
Greg
said?
Norman said that. But,
yes.
I mean, that seems a bit ambitious. I don't know that everyone would be here doing that, but it would be undoubtedly a monstrous storyline for that tour if they were to get one of their tour players to win this this event. Whether everyone who's here was there to celebrate with him, that seems a bit ambitious. I think those that missed the cut will have gone home by then, but you never know.
Well, I guess again, I know you said that the guys get along. That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about this tour getting more eyeballs on it. And clearly, if a player who's on the LIV Tour wins the Masters, we in the media would talk about it. Would it get more people tuning into the CW to watch their watch their matches with teams and names and uniforms and music and the lack of history? That's still a tall order. I still don't think that would happen, to be very honest with you, Scott.
I don't either. I mean, I think obviously it would help, but I mean, would it make Brooks Koepka more? Would people be like, wait, what's his name? I mean, everyone knows who Brooks Koepka is already.
Right.
He's won four majors. You know what it feels like to me? And there's a lot of layers to this. I mean, because the PGA Tour benefited massively. The PGA Tour players benefited massively from what the LIV Tour players did. Because suddenly the tour looked under a couch cushion and found a pile of money, which all these guys are now getting to play for. So, you know, what a fun little coinkydink for them. But it feels a lot like the other leagues that want to play football. And now they don't go head-to-head with the NFL. But it's just really hard to get people to do something new and find a new place to consume something, even if it's people who they want to consume. You know, there is a place you can watch it now, and it just hasn't. It's early in this the incarnation of this tour. But I'm with you. I don't know that people are going to suddenly say, "Hey, let's watch this event." You know, if they want to, they probably already would have. I don't know. It's not that it doesn't interest me. What interests me is that these guys are all competing head to head this week. That's what I'm excited about, because it's better when they do.
No doubt.
There's no denying that. I don't think.
No question.
Better to have these guys here in the mix. Better to have Cam Smith here and Koepka and Dustin Johnson and on down the line. And whether one of them were to win and people were to watch, I have no earthly idea.
Me too. So to put a button on this, why Xander Schauffele? Why do you choose him out of the 88?
Because this week, more than any other major, I care about how you played here more than I care how you played lately. And he's been close on several occasions. I don't want to get uber golfy. I worry. I mean, he hasn't driven the ball great this year, but this is a second shot golf course. You'll hear that said all the time. Why? Because it's about your irons into the greens, and it's about being in the right places on these greens. You really need to know how to play this golf course. And I think he does. And there's a certain level of inevitability, I think, with players like him who, you know, they're put themselves in contention, top five, top 10 in major time after time. There's a certain inevitability that a player that good, that comfortable, with that much belief in his ability, it's just his time to have his best moment when his best moment's required. And so it's a guess, obviously, on a Wednesday, but I like his chances. But I don't look too far down beyond LeChalk. You know, if you said, well, who else? I'd say Spieth. And that's hardly that's not like a long shot pick. I like Spieth's chances here as well. But I do really think Koepka's going to compete, and I could be dead wrong. But I'd love to see him healthy enough to be at his best version of who he is on this stage, because I know how much these stages, you know, get his full attention and bring out the best of Koepka. But That's really what it is. And he likes Shoffley and Spieth as well. All those guys I'm talking about have played well here. Spieth's the only one of that trio who's won, but they've all been there and know what it feels like to be there on Sunday.
Last thing for you, Scott. I saw the photo of the champions' dinner, and it's kind of like it's kind of like the coach's photo at the NFL owners' meeting, right? You know, yeah, where you're just like looking at who's standing where and who, you know, who's sitting where and all of that stuff. But is this like Fight Club? Do you hear stories about, hey, this happened last night, that happened last night, anything like that? Do you get anything like that from the champions dinner at all?
Fight Club's a great, great analogy because I believe that that group understands what it is to be in that group. And when they speak of the night, it's typically in vague, oh, you know, it's great, so and so is telling them great stories. You know what I mean? Like, you don't get the details. You know, like the old line about like what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, that's a lie, because every great Vegas story you tell your buddies in very specific, lurid details, right? You give chapter and verse.
Yes.
Here's what happened, and then this happened, then that happened.
Yes.
It doesn't stay in Vegas. But what happens in the champions dinner, that mostly remains in that room. And honestly, I feel like it ought to. You know, they've earned the right to sit in the company of fellow champions. And you know what's really cool? No, jokes aside,
yes,
is I have heard is that every now and again one of the older champions who maybe doesn't often have the floor has a chance to sit and remember that week when he was the best version of himself. And imagine what it would be like to have the attention of that whole room as you remember who you were in the best week of your life. And that's honestly, that's a really, really cool thought.
Now, it is the only equivalent I have for that is the Pro Football Hall of Fame. When they welcome in the new class, they have a luncheon. It's called the Nitschke Luncheon because Ray Nitschke would hold it for all the returning Hall of Famers to welcome in the new class. And they would basically haze them. They would roast them. They would haze them. They would say, this is the last time you're a rookie in your entire life. Now you're immortal like us. And then once Ray Nitschke passed away, it was Deacon Jones who ran the room. I believe it's now Willie Lanier who does it. He's much more statesmanlike. But that they would stand up and all the new class of Hall of Famers would stand up and speak. And so would the returning class of Hall of Famers speak. And I just don't know if there's a moment like that at this champions dinner. I saw that photograph. I thought, well, I'm wondering if that's something like that where they get up. You know?
As I said, I think, you know, I just respect that the stories belong to them mostly. But like I said, I've heard the moments where, you know, an older gentleman has the floor and that just makes me smile. To think about, you know, because that's really what this week is about for those guys, a chance to come back and slip on that jacket. And as my colleague Wright Thompson says, you know, remember who he was when he was a younger man.
Love it. Take care of yourself, Scott Van Pelt. You're the best. Thanks for the time on a very busy week. Enjoy the par three, and let's chat down the line.
I always appreciate the time. You're a great friend, as you know, and I root for you from afar always.
Be right good. Back at you. Same to you. At Not the Fake SVP with his new avatar or rehashed avatar. Great avatar right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Could you imagine we're on the air Monday live here on the Roku channel, this Rich Eisen Show, terrestrial radio affiliate and Sirius XM Odyssey and more, and we're watching and letting you know what's going down in the final round of a Masters?
I mean, I won't be paying attention to anything you're saying, but yes, I believe
I'm sorry.
It's going to happen. What? Excuse me?
We're rehearsing for that.
It's going to happen. I mean, I think.
You think so? I don't know.
Just look at the
Saturday's
forecast.
Saturday's a washout.
90% chance of rain, thunderstorms. You heard Scott say it's going to be in the 50s on Saturday. Sunday might be the same. It's possible. Worst case scenario, we get a Monday, Tuesday Masters
finish. Oh, gosh. Wow.
I think we need to gear up for something crazy like that to happen this weekend.
Wow. That would be unbelievable.
Not ideal, obviously. But
no, of course not, because what the hell else were we going to do over the weekend?
Spend time with our families over Easter?
What is that? You just did it yesterday.
Oh, my goodness. They're still here.
Are they really?
And I'm happy about it.
You should, because you're on camera now.
No, it's great. But, yeah.
I don't believe that for a second.
No, it is. It's great.
Okay.
But Easter this weekend?
You didn't. But did you notice he didn't go higher register right there?
I didn't go higher
because he means it.
No, it's great.
Exactly. He means
like,
it
because that means that he gives it away.
You know, if he did mean it, he would have.
One of my friends is driving today to go to visit his wife's family in Tennessee throughout the whole weekend. He said it's the grandmother's 100th birthday.
Okay, great.
There's no TVs. No one likes golf. I was like, so you're not going to be watching? He goes, no.
iPad.
Yeah, of course. Do they have the internet at 100-year-old grandma's house?
Probably. I'm like, I'll text you updates. He goes, thank you.
Oh, I'd have an iPad.
Texting updates. Get out of here. There's an app. Honestly, the Masters
app is
very well done.
Yeah.
Very well done.
It's amazing. Hey,
your guy's good.
I'm just saying, if there's a Monday.
TVs. Like, what? No.
Hold on. A Monday finish, nobody's going to be sad about it.
Hold on a second.
It's the dark room. Well,
you have the weirdest friends, man.
Easter's early this year.
He's got the weirdest friends.
I have the weirdest friends.
Yes, you do. You do. You're going to do. Let's sit around. Let's go travel. Let's go fly all over the country.
It's not up to him.
To go to a city, but don't see the city. Let's sit in a hotel room or whatever and draft a fantasy league that takes 12 hours because there's no time limits on the draft. Let's do that. Okay, hey, let's all hang out for somebody's birthday at a hamburger restaurant where you can't really order what you want because we're going to have a fantasy draft
off,
on burgers.
Disrespectful. You know it's my birthday we do it for.
That's true.
And you've been invited and you don't come.
Purposefully.
I like it.
You haven't done it in a couple of years anyway because now you're because now you're a father.
And the restaurants were all kind of closed.
Understood. Okay.
Yes,
but that said, who's going someplace where there's no televisions?
I'm not in charge of what he does with his family.
I understand
his wife's
that.
Family.
But in by proxy, by
Roger,
by connection to him, you're weird. You understand what I'm saying?
And don't say this to me like you don't take vacations with your friends where you sit in a room and do things.
Oh, I know. I go to Hawaii.
What are we doing?
I go out and about,
but
though.
But you go to
I
Hawaii go to sit in a room and play cards.
But I also, we open the windows. It's a beautiful breeze. It's
what going on.
That just means there's a pot and there's a kettle and it's black.
Nope.
And we're doing a lot of speaking.
Understood. It's weird.
Brilliant.
All right.
Got you, Einstein.
How do we get on to this subject matter from the Masters? Oh, because your friend is going someplace. I got it.
He's going to be blacked out.
Yeah.
Weirdo. All right, let's take a break here on the program. 844-204-RICH. Bruce Feldman is going to join us top of the next hour. He has spoken to a ton of people and come up with a fascinating mock draft that has Will Levis dropping all the way down to this. We'll stop there. That's coming up.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen. Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show. Okay, let's do it. We talked about it with Scott Van Pelt. The jacket dinner. The champions dinner. At the Masters. At Augusta National. Scotty Scheffler serving up cheeseburger sliders and tortilla soup. Steak.
Delicious.
Look at that.
Or black and red fish. And then Texas the pièce de résistance. The warm chocolate chip skillet cookie.
Can't go wrong. Yeah.
I mean,
Did we see the size? How big were they?
It was big. They had all the individual skillets.
Firecracker shrimp. Awesome. Can't forget that. Okay. That went down Tuesday night. That went down
last night.
And then the photograph, kind of like the NFL owners meeting coaches photograph. And right there in the middle, there's Scotty Scheffler right there, right in the middle, right? And then I just love to see who's everywhere else. And Fred Ridley, who is the Augusta National chairman, And I will choose my words carefully because he is the one who can ban me for life.
He could.
If he so chose, but he does look like, if you had to come up with a photograph of what does the Augusta National chairman look like, it would be Fred Ridley.
That's true.
Look at that part in that hair.
Yep.
Didn't you say he was the 75 USAM champ?
Yeah, yeah.
So he's a stick.
He's a stick. I mean, can you imagine you're not a stick? You shoot 100 and you're this chairman of Augusta National.
I don't know. What was Hootie Johnson's best round?
I don't know. And then to the right of Scotty is Ben Crenshaw. Look at Jack on the end. There's Gary Player. Now, I'd love to know, like, how do we decide where everyone is? Right. First of all, right. I'm kind of surprised that Fuzzy is that close to Tiger. And then there's Ian Woosnam just jammed in. Look at Craig Stadler. Just, that's a fine wine, bro.
And still look rocking the Fu Manchu stash.
Look at that.
Craig, I love it.
And then, now, I don't know. Do we have, you know, an Apple box that they put in there for the back?
Right, because Phil's not 6'5".
Because Phil, if this was the usual suspects and it was like a
lineup.
Yeah, lineup.
Yeah.
Is he as tall? Is Nick Faldo as tall as Dustin Johnson?
Nick Faldo, I do think, is one of those guys you're like, oh, Nick Faldo is like 6'4".
Because, you know, Vijay Singh is definitely tall.
Yeah, we know DJ's tall.
Is that Jose Maria Olaf? Hobble.
I love that.
Right there in the middle with the beard?
Yes.
Okay.
Great name.
The bearded one?
Yeah, the back row looks like they're up on something.
They might be up on something because, look, Nick Faldo isn't a whole head taller than Tiger Woods.
Yeah, can we get Bubba Watson looks like he is, you know, the Schwarzenegger to Sergio Garcia's DeVito. Just like growing up. Like, can we move him to the right next time, please? Just... It looks like he's growing out of, like it's a Russian nest doll.
Nice. And by the way, Marco Mara is like so far in that right corner.
Is that who that is jammed in the back?
Yeah, right behind Ray Floyd and next
Ray
to Bubba.
Ray Floyd, there he is.
Yeah.
I mean, Marco Mara, nobody puts O'Meara in a corner. Right?
I mean,
okay, look
Bernard
at
Longer with the red power tie.
I like it.
Photo breakdowns are great, Rich.
I do photo. I mean, and this is the one.
It's amazing.
I love it.
This is the one. You got to bring your jacket. Jacket's required.
Yes.
Jacket's on site.
Can you imagine?
Does the Hall of Fame do a photo every year?
Sure, they do. Well, they also sign a. I don't know if they do one at the Nitschke luncheon.
They should do one.
I'm sure they must. They all sign footballs and stuff like that.
Yeah, they do a photo at the.
Could you imagine just opening a closet and taking out your green jacket?
Oh. Now,
by the way, hold on a second. Go. That you've won.
Yeah.
You've won it. You haven't gotten it because this is your membership. Obviously, that's incredibly special as well. You won it.
Does Tiger have five jackets in there? Can he choose which one?
Yeah.
Or is like,
I'm
going to
win number two. I'm in a number three mood.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. It's got to be a different jacket. They don't give you the same one. What, do you see a tailor and you get it taken out, presumably?
I don't know, maybe.
Rumor has it, on the last day, my friends all work it.
This is tremendous. Mike, whatever you're about to say is going
to
be amazing.
Rumor has it that when they get close to the end, they've got all these sizes ready to roll.
What do you mean the end? Oh, okay.
On Sunday, you mean.
Yeah.
On Sunday, right.
So they're ready to roll for that jacket to fit you almost. It's tailored.
Or do they go to like a member who's like, you know, you're 54.
No,
I mean,
we
just borrow that real quick?
Yeah.
Because I think you
Taylor Gooch is a 52.
I don't think he's invited this
year. He's there.
He is?
Yeah. He's in. I hope he's in because.
Did you take Gooch?
I took Taylor Gooch.
Gooch, you taking Liv guys? Come on.
Absolutely.
I got to do that.
I took Cam Smith to win it.
Boo. You did?
Yeah.
I got to do that.
Boo. Right
now. Why? What do I care? Do I care? Just because I think they're going to win it doesn't mean I support their. Listen, one.
Tangentially, you are kind of.
Did you say Taylor Gooch?
Yeah.
Isn't that the kid that used to beat up Arnold Drummond on Different Strokes?
Good one.
The Gooch.
Good one.
We got the Gooch.
You know?
All right. No Rory love?
I do love Rory, but I mean, and I'd love to see him win it. You put me into your Barranco, whatever it's called, And I chose him. And I took Brooks Koepka, too.
Yeah, I think Brooks is going to play well.
I took him. I took a bunch of LIV guys.
Ah, boo.
What do you mean, boo? What does that mean? What does that mean?
You're taking a stand now. There's a line in the sand, and you're like, yeah, I'm cool with it.
Oh, no. You know what I'm doing? What they're doing. I'm trying to get the money.
Get the green jacket? I should get a green jacket.
By the way, this guy in the pool, you get your money back, your 20 bucks back if you finish third, and you get this and you get that. What if there's more in the prize pool? Does that go to the Cage Brockman College Fund?
First place gets the line.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
Last place gets their money back, too.
Yeah, if you really stink.
Bruce Feldman's going to join us coming up.